Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Assistant, Tammy Agidi. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
I am doing great.
You know, spring break is just around the corner, and I imagine there's quite a few projects that they got lined up for 4-H.
They do. Now is a time that they're working on getting a lot of their projects started and going, especially those who have animals. This is the time of year that they'll be buying their swine, their goats, and their sheep, and getting them, you know, purchased and start feeding them. Those in the beef project, you know, already have their beef, probably purchased those last fall. But this is a good time to get out and work with those animals, especially beef. You know, you can walk them. The weather's great right now. It's also a good time of year if you're doing horticulture. Time to start getting your garden ready. If you haven't got things planted, they will start planting things in the garden. If they're doing flowers, plant flowers. Also a great time for photography. You start taking pictures and those kind of things. Over spring break, you know, you can do just about anything, whether it's sewing, crocheting, visual arts, whether they're hunting or whatever they're doing. It's just a good time of the year to start getting a head start on a lot of those things. We have a couple of other things going on to help them prepare for their projects. One thing that they have to do if they're in the animal project is called YQCA training. And what that stands for is Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. And all kiddos, if they go on to the state fair or if they go to the Kansas Livestock Association, that's a required thing that they have to have. And so they are going to be doing an in-person training in Linden, Kansas, at the high school on March 18th. You can get more information by going to the Frontier Extension website to learn how to register and sign up for that. Also, we have weigh-ins going in. I work in Anderson County, and so we're having our beef weigh-in March 28th from 2 to 4 at the sale barn, and that's where they just bring their beef and they weigh them in so that they know what the starting weight is, and then they can kind of monitor that and see how they need to feed them for the fair. Another thing that a lot of clubs are doing are community service projects, and in Anderson County, we are delivering goodies to healthcare providers tomorrow. We have a couple of 4-H'ers that have made a business out of their projects, and so we purchased some items from Hayden Newton, who has a popcorn business, and Talon Jasper, who has soap. So there's a lot going on this time of year, and it's a good time of year to get out, especially with the weather.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus Saint Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Agal.